This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. The New York Yankees were quite busy this past week, shaking things up. But the problem to me is the shaking was going on in the wrong places. I do think GM Brian Cashman, though, needs to take a good, long, hard look at himself. And if he's not willing to do that, then I think it's time for owner Hal Steinbrenner to really do some shaking things up in a big-time way. So like I said, listen up here, folks, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And once again, you've heard me say it in the past, and I'm just repeating myself, but it needs to be said when this nonsense goes on. Here are the Yankees. You know, they did it, what, 3-4 years ago with Joe Girardi. They were shaking things up. They weren't renewing Joe's contract. And at the time, and you've heard me say this ad nauseum, folks, at the time they said, well, we needed somebody not as rough, not as tough, somebody who could relate to the young players better. They ended up with Aaron Boone. Okay, fine. But remember, they made those idiotic remarks, well, they certainly put it out there. Nobody flat out came forward to say it, but they put it out there, and you know where it comes from. And they put it out, and that's when Joe Girardi had the Yankees within one game of going to the World Series with a team that was in total transition with some young players. And since then, the Yankees have not had that success. Remember, Joe Girardi was supposed to be too tough for Gary Sanchez. But this past year, every time Gary Sanchez, if he blew his nose, they booed him. And the critics are on all over him. And rightfully so. Because he's a dumb baseball player who has regressed. Hasn't gone forward, has regressed. And the reason I call him dumb, I'm not talking about intellectually. I'm talking about just his attitude. Doesn't run hard. Doesn't do the things you're supposed to do. But okay. So they end up with Aaron Boone. All right. So now, are they going to renew Aaron Boone? Are they going to renew Aaron Boone? While they're mulling that over, they decide to fire or not renew. You call it whatever the hell you want. Axed is what I call it. They fire their hitting coach, Marcus Thames, however you want to pronounce it, his assistant, PJ Pilater, and third base coach, Phil Nevin. Right? Okay. Well, who hired these people? You remember a couple of years ago, they wanted to make changes. So what did the Yanks do? They hired didn't renew, whatever the hell it was, their pitching coach, Larry Rothschild. And they made a change with their bench coach at the time, Josh Bard. You see what I'm talking about, folks? You're going to blame the hitting coach for all what's wrong? And the third base coach, this is going to fix things? Why don't they just hire a computer and not have a manager? You know, the one constant here is Brian Cashman. And listen, over the years, I've had a great relationship with Brian Cashman. And I'm not saying Brian Cashman needs to go. But I'm saying Brian Cashman needs to reevaluate the way and the direction in which the organization is going, because he's the general manager. And if he's not willing to do that, then I think it's up to owner Hal Steinbrenner maybe to say, you know what, Brian, maybe it's time we make a change with you. Again, I'm not calling for the ouster of Brian Cashman, but I'm calling for Cashman to change his attitude. Look at this analytical stuff. Brian Cashman was the one, and I'm going to say it, he was the one who went, you know, when Stanton was available. Giancarlo Stanton was available. They didn't need another slugger at the time. And don't get me wrong, down the stretch, Stanton was a monster with big-time clutch home runs, a monster. Kudos to Stanton. I give him full credit. But I'll continue to say it, as I've said here, folks. You've heard me say it. He's not a power hitter. He's a feast or famine hitter, making in excess of $30 million on a long-term contract. Okay? With all their analytics and all their numbers crunching and all their this and that, have you watched any of the baseball that's been going on in the postseason? Have you watched any of it? I don't care if it's the National League, it's the American League. I said to my buddy just last night, I said, you know what? We don't get this baseball in New York. We don't get it in New York. And I was talking about the Yankees and the Mets, but I'm staying away from the Mets now because I'm dealing with the Yankees. But you know what? Watch the baseball that you've been getting in this postseason, and it's really fun. It's really fun to watch because you know what? They play the game. A lot of these teams play it the right way. Even with some of them doing their analytics, they know how to hit. They know how to hit behind runners. They can sacrifice. They can steal bases. They know they make good fielding plays. They know to cut the runner down, going to the right bases. That's baseball. We don't see that from the Yankees. The Yankees are a horseshit base running team. Listen, a couple of years ago, everybody was, oh, like they fleeced the Chicago Cubs, you know, when they got Gleyber Torres, bada beep, bada bop, bada boop, Gleyber this. Now, they were talking like Gleyber was going to be the second coming of Derek Jeter. Now they don't even know if they still want him. Or if they want him, they got to play him at second base. They wanted the power of Gary Sanchez. That's why. And they wanted somebody who would be a kinder and gentler. So they hired Aaron Boone. Gary Sanchez has regressed big time from the time Joe Girardi was here to where he is now. And he is, again, one of those feast or famine hitters. It's embarrassing. And you're going to tell me that firing, not renewing, whatever, the hitting coach's assistant and the third base coach is going to fix things here? You know what I think? I think there's some shadiness and skullduggery going on. And I just want you to hear me out for a second, because I don't think it's totally out there of being ridiculous. There's been talk And the talk is not nonsensical, that Aaron Boone could be up for the vacant managerial job with the San Diego Padres. I mean, you know, he could be up for that job. Not a bad job. Now let's see what the Yankees just did. The Yankees got rid of his third base coach, Phil Nevin, who is probably Booney's closest friend in baseball, which I'm sure moves to outside the lines. But it's his closest friend in baseball, and that's a well-known fact. And they fired him, or not renewed him, whatever the hell you want to call it, plus the two hitting coaches. So maybe, and I wouldn't put this past the Yankees at all, and I wouldn't put it past Cashman, maybe they're saying, well, let's hold on a second here. Maybe we'll get Aaron Boone to do the dirty work for us and leave on his own. We'd rather not have to get into the ugliness of not renewing him or bringing him back. Maybe we'll let him do it on his own. Well, what do you mean, Russ? Well, you know, if he asks to go, if he wants to, his contract is not officially done until the day after the World Series. So maybe they say, well, if he goes and wants to be the San Diego Padres manager, we don't have to do anything. And maybe the Yankees got rid of these three coaches thinking it's going to piss Boone off. And if it pisses Boone off enough, maybe he's going to say, screw this, I'm willing to go elsewhere. And the Yankees' attitude could be, well, look, if we're going to get rid of Boone, we were going to clean house anyway. So now let's clean house with this guy, with these three guys. And if Boone doesn't like it, he leaves, then we don't even have to say goodbye to him. He says goodbye to us. And it's kind of nicer looking for us. I wouldn't put that past the Yankees at all. But maybe, and again, this is not a cry for Brian Cashman to lose his job. But it is a cry for Brian Cashman to come back, to stop being a computer nerd and deal with relationships and real people. And stop going what analytics always say and do. Because you know what? Analytics isn't working for the Yankees because the Yankees keep talking about winning championships and they're not doing that. We keep hearing about the mighty, glorious New York Yankees and quite arguably the most famous franchise in all of sports, certainly North American sports. So you tell me. You tell me what should be done. But you think that's going to satisfy, that's going to excite Yankee fans? You think that's going to excite the faithful in the Bronx, the bleacher creatures? You think it's going to excite them? We got rid, oh, that's going to solve all the problems. We got rid of the hitting coach. That's such nonsense, because hitting coaches, to me, a lot of it is overrated. I'm not taking anything away from a hitting coach. But when you get to the pro level and you're on a team, you look for certain things. But guys, when they come up, they know how to hit. You want to know, to me, who's more important when guys are involved? It's the minor league hitting instructors to correct things before they get up to make sure they're doing things the right way. But speaking of doing things the right way, the Yankees don't play baseball the right way. They don't play small ball at all. And if you remember, there was a time when a lot of the big guns were out and they played some small ball, which was almost by default, and it was fun to watch. But now it's back to the same old crap. It's feast or famine. They don't run the bases properly. They don't hit behind runners. They don't, you know, if you got a guy on second and there's nobody out, could you just hit the ball to the right side, get him to third, and get somebody home on a sacrifice in a tight ball game? What the hell is so hard about doing that? Please explain that to me. Really, I'd like to know what's so hard about that. Just play some simple, common sense baseball. But they don't do that. I mean, we're watching postseason baseball now, and the Yankees are exciting, are trying to excite their fans by getting rid of a third base coach and two hitting coaches? Really? What the hell is that going to do? I mean, it's nothing. It boggles my mind. When I heard that, I said, really? They're actually going to put out to the public that this is what they're doing, and we haven't heard anything on Aaron Boone as yet. What are they waiting for? See, that's why I said to you folks, I think they almost want Boone to be pissed off about what just happened and leave on his own. Because if that's the case, what's the dilly-dallying? It's been a couple of weeks now. What is going on? What is going on? The season's been over a couple of weeks. You had enough time to talk about the coaches, but you can't make a decision on your manager? You know, the more I talk to you about it, the more I'm saying there's some cheesy, snaky skullduggery going on with this. They would love for Boone to leave on his own. That's what I think. They haven't given me any good reason not to think that. I genuinely believe they want Aaron Boone to leave on his own. The more I'm talking to you, the more I'm becoming passionate about it. Think, the season ended a couple of weeks ago. This is what they come up with this week. We're going to fire the batting coach, two hitting coaches, two batting coaches, and a third base coach who happens to be the manager's dear friend. And again, this is coming on the heels of a couple of years ago when they were going to fix things like getting rid of the pitching coach at the time and then the bench coach. Come on. That's why I say, Brian, look in the mirror. I'm not suggesting, Brian, you need to fire yourself. I'm suggesting if you're the guy in charge, you need to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe how we've gone about things the past 4 years was the wrong way. Maybe we're too caught up in his numbers and analytics and computer bullshit. Maybe we got to go into looking into a man's face and looking into a guy's heart and see what they're made of and if they cut the mustard, if they know how to play the game of baseball. When pitches pitched and when distances, it's silly. You're going to talk about computer baseball? Well, here's my logic, okay? If I'm a batter, let's say I'm a right-handed hitter and everybody is to my left side, on the left side of the infield, I know if I'm a hitter, I just want to hit a ball through the right side, get a base hit. They don't teach people how to do that. I've said it to you before. I'll say it again. Go watch a batting. Go to a stadium early and watch batting practice. It's like a home run derby. At least at Yankee Stadium it is. I would make my guys bunt balls. I would make my guys hit balls the opposite way. And believe me, the hitting coaches do not prevent hitters from doing that. It's a mindset of the organization. The Yankees organization and their logic is failing. Look what the Yankees did. Let's look at this a second. They had They ended up in a wild card. Okay? They ended up in a wild card. Okay, they got there. And they had that stretch. Remember, what was it? They won 13, 14 games in a row. I don't recall. But then they went into a tailspin. Then they were looking real good. And they had to win on the last day of the season to make sure they got into the wild card. Okay? But think about it. They were playing Tampa Bay, and they had a three-game series with Tampa Bay, and they lost the first two. I mean, they couldn't hit a lick. It was embarrassing. They were getting drubbed. So they win the last game. But think about what they did. They didn't even, they blew their opportunity to even play the Red Sox in a wild card game in the Bronx. They had to do it in Boston. That's the result of the hitting coach? That's the result. And you can tell me, yeah, Phil Nevin sent Aaron Judge home, and he got thrown out. And there's a debate whether he should have sent him or not. Well, that happens. But maybe, just maybe, Phil Nevin was a little concerned because the next guy up, whatever, was Gallo. That was a great, he was concerned about him not being able to get the runner home. That everybody was applauding. Everybody was applauding Cashman for acquiring Gallo. You're not hearing too many applauds now. Not too many. Kind of silent. So you're going to tell me 2 weeks after the season, and that's the decision we get, but there's no decision on the manager, which should be your numero uno, number one decision. Who's kidding who? And as I said, if Brian Cashman is not willing to reevaluate how things are done, I'm not saying. I do believe that there's a place in baseball for analytics. I just don't think it should be the guiding light, the be all to end all. That's my feeling on that. So if he is not willing to reevaluate and sit down and discuss it, then Hal Steinbrenner needs to sit down and discuss the situation with Cashman. And if he's doing that and Cashman is selling him a bill of goods, then as an owner, he's not doing his job. I'm not chastising the Yankees. Everybody wishes they can be in it to a wild card every year. You know, I mean, I understand if you're a New York Yankee, if you are the New York Yankees, you're goals every year are to win a championship. I do get that. I certainly understand it. It's a proud organization. But you know what? They shouldn't be very proud the way they're handling this. I think they're handling it like a joke. Quite frankly, I think it's disgraceful. Your manager is the skipper. He's the guy who runs your ship. But what are you hiring? The boatsman? You're firing the boatsman? Come on, give me a break. I'm telling you, the more I think about this and the more I'm talking about it with you people, I think they want Cashman to be pissed off and leave. And the only way they'll prove me wrong is if they re-up him. But I do think something is just not right here. Something is not right. One thing for sure I know is not right is the way the Yankees are handling their business thus far in the postseason. We shall see. And that, my friends, in the meantime, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be getting a load of you. As always, let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank yous to my home here at Bleav.com because, as you know, I've said it many times, folks, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I always have to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves, folks, a great week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.